In 1980, with conservative traditional Catholics such as Paul Weyrich, Richard Vigeri, and Phyllis Schlafly captaining the religious right, that no longer mattered. Humanism and irreligion had become the common foe, another milestone in the emergence of an American religious party. Seeking re-election in 1984, Reagan took all 11 ex-Confederate states, winning percentages higher than any Republican nominee save Nixon. He, too, garnered a majority among Catholics. Even so, the former Hollywood actor was an unlikely president to orchestrate an across-the-board GOP appeal to church attendance and nuclear family togetherness. He and his wife didn't usually go to church, something he had acknowledged years earlier, although during his White House years he explained that his security arrangements would disturb worshipers. Clearly religious in his way, but also molded by Hollywood, Reagan was the only divorced president in U.S. history, let alone the only one to have been married to two movie stars. He had also had his share of family problems. One dysfunction came to light when his adopted son, Michael, raised a complaint. The then president had never bothered to see his grandchild, Michael's daughter, who was two. Further, the Reagan's daughter Patty eventually spited them by posing nude for Playboy. Nancy Reagan, in turn, had a long-standing interest in astrology, using it in planning her husband's activities and ultimately in checking the timeliness of his presidential schedule. This did not go unnoticed by religious traditionalists. In 1988, the Southern Baptist Convention had considered canceling a Reagan speech to their annual meeting following the revelation of how much attention the Reagans paid to the planets and stars. That same year, with U.S. evangelical and charismatic membership surging, the Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson, a Southern Baptist turned Pentecostal, decided on a bid for the Republican presidential nomination opened up by Reagan's retirement. Part of Robertson's assumption was that Vice President George H.W. Bush, as an Episcopalian and erstwhile Planned Parenthood and Equal Rights Amendment supporter, was too weak among true believers to win the nomination. When the dust settled, however, Bush had consolidated his Christian right support not just for the nomination, but for the November general election. In itself, this was a watershed of sorts. The elder Bush was ready to court the conservative Christian electorate in a way that Reagan had never found necessary. In 1988, Bush published Man of Integrity, a book detailing his own born-again status and close ties to leading evangelical leaders. His son became a key liaison. According to Newsweek, as a subaltern in his father's 1988 campaign, George Bush the Younger assembled his career through contacts with ministers of the then-emerging evangelical movement in political life. Nor did the Southern and religious emphasis end there. As his chief political aide, Bush Sr. chose Lee Atwater, a South Carolinian who specialized in go-for-the-jugular cultural politics. For vice president, he selected Indiana Senator J. Danforth Quayle, a conservative ally of the Christian right. The unusual religiosity of the 1988 campaign drew some well-deserved attention. For the first time in U.S. history, two prominent presidential candidates were clergymen, Robertson and Jesse Jackson for the Democrats. Southern historian C. Van Woodward found the year memorable because it was so thoroughly saturated with religious issues, conflicts, personalities, fanatics, candidates, scandals, and demagogues. Robertson's presidential bid led the Pentecostal Assemblies of God, his new army of foot soldiers, into Republican politics. They helped him to win caucuses in Hawaii, Alaska, Nevada, and Washington State, and to make respectable caucus showings in Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. By the general election, the Robertson organizers and Pentecostal rank and file had been recruited en masse by Bush, and surveys showed Assemblies of God ministers and activists as more than 90% Republican. The SBC, unsupportive of Robertson and his practice of speaking in tongues, had stuck by Bush in the nomination drive. State Republican parties were also moving to the right. In Oklahoma, the 1988 GOP state platform read like a Pentecostal critique of U.S. society. Opposition to homosexual marriage, New Age influence in education, abortion, surrogate motherhood, sex education, school-based health clinics and such. In Arizona, Robertson colluded with backers of ultra-conservative ex-Governor Evan Meacham to write a Christian Reconstructionist state platform that declared the United States a Christian nation and asserted that the Constitution had created a republic based upon the absolute laws of the Bible, not a democracy. By the end of the 1990s, more than half of the 50 Republican state committees had been taken over by the religious right at least once.